the Thrive Time Show Studios in the box that rocks. It is Tulsa's number one CPA in every way. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to take a look under your financial hood with Paul Hood.
I want money, lots and lots of money. I want the pie in the sky. I want money, lots and lots of money. So don't be asking me.
Green Country, welcome back to A Look Under the Hood with Paul Hood, Tulsa's number one CPA in every way, Claremore's number one CPA in every way, Bartlesville's number one CPA in every way. He could be a CTA too, I just don't know what that is, but
he is
an incredible certified public accountant and a guy who really knows what he's talking about. And what I love about Paul Hood is that you, sir, have a way of making accounting not complicated. When you meet any of our Thrive Business Coach clients that have met you, it seems like the feedback I consistently hear is, oh my gosh, this guy's not a nerd. Now, you do have to talk about things that are nerdy.
Absolutely.
But you speak the English language in a way that the average mind can handle. And so I'm excited to have you break down something that, to me, sounds like a bunch of gibberish, a bunch of hoo-ha, and a bunch of whatnot. So here we go. Indexed life insurance. First off, what does that mean? Indexed life insurance. What does that mean? Indexed life insurance. Why should we care? A lot of us are busy today. We want to talk about bacon and getting eggs, and it's early in the morning here. Why should we care about indexed life insurance? Make it simple for us.
Okay, I'll try to make it simple. You know, a short radio show, it's hard to make things too simple. But basically, yeah, you have two spectrums. You have guaranteed type stuff. Let's take out the insurance side of it. So in investments, you have guaranteed type stuff like a CD. You know, that doesn't go up and down. And you have variable type things.
Whoa, real quick. You said CD.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
A CD is like certificate of deposit. You go and you put money in. It doesn't go up and down. It just pays interest.
Okay, so you have two kinds. You have a certificate of
deposit.
Deposit, got it.
That's on one side. It's real conservative. It doesn't go up and down, not volatile. On the other end of the spectrum, you have variable investments that go up and down, like your stocks and bonds, the things that you think of normally.
Got it.
So in the middle are index products. Index products is where an insurance company gets involved and they say, we're going to take part of the upside. So if the investment goes up, you get to share in it. But the insurance company is going to assume all the downside. So it's kind of in the middle of guaranteed products and variable products. So there's no downside risk, but you don't get all the upside. And so that's why. So in the life insurance area, you can have a whole life policy that is guaranteed like a CD, certificate of deposit, or you can have a variable universal life product that goes up and down with investments. Indexed is in the middle. You get a little better return potential than a guaranteed product, but you don't have the downside risk of loss.
Well, Paul, I'm kind of a big deal, and I've got a lot of things to do today, and I don't have time to think about all these kinds of things. I just want to retire more rich than I am. I'm already going to be rich because I'm awesome, but I want to be even more rich. What do I need to do? I mean, what makes this actionable here? What do I need to do with this indexed life knowledge? How can that benefit me, the listener?
Well, the key to what we try to do is just kind of give people a taste of what's out there so that, because the problem is, Clay, is people go to financial people, whether it's an insurance person or an investment person, and they go to them and they get whatever they sell. You know, that's what they walk out the door with. What we preach is a comprehensive plan that we bring every financial product available out there to the public and make it fit for them. And if you don't know at least a little bit, then you don't know what you're getting.
You know, we have Marshall Morris, the co-author of the Start Here book. It's an Amazon bestseller book you can find on Amazon.com. He's also
so tall.
A very tall man.
I'm very tall.
And the only Cleveland Indian fan in the world.
No. See, they've gone to the playoffs.
There's
of the
four
World
or five.
Series. Yeah, they're coming. They're
well. I just feel like that you maybe were the first Cleveland Indian fan.
Maybe the only Cleveland Browns fan.
Okay, so maybe the only Cleveland fan, person who is a fan of the mistake by the lake.
At least outside of Ohio.
Okay, right. So you're a huge you're a huge Cleveland fan, and you're also a business coach. You work with clients all the time, and I know that clients love to talk about marketing.
Oh yeah.
Branding.
Oh yeah.
Sales.
Uh huh.
And then they like to get into marketing.
Uh huh.
branding.
Yep.
And sales.
Yep.
Psychopath. Now sometimes
we'll also have a little bit of marketing
or branding.
Yeah.
Or sales. Now sometimes you'll get together and say, "Listen, here's the deal. I've been thinking, and I was gonna maybe meet with an accountant, but first I want to talk about marketing, branding, or sales."
Yeah.
So Marshall, why is it imperative for your clients, anybody out there, that they meet with an accountant, regardless of who it is, to talk about stuff like life insurance?
Well, we've talked about this on the Thrive Time show during the week, and it's important that you have a relationship with an accountant and you know your numbers before it's a problem. And so you wouldn't wait till you have a breakdown to go have to go hire an attorney, or you wouldn't wait till you are bankrupt to go hire an accountant. You got to hire them proactively so that you can set yourself up for financial success. And that's hard because most business owners, they don't want to sacrifice the short term for the long term.
You just said you wouldn't, but I think most people would. I think most people would wait until they have bankruptcy to see an accountant. I think most people would wait to see an attorney until they have a problem.
Same reason they wait until something hurts really bad to go to the doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see this a lot. I mean, and Paul, you're an accountant. So, I mean, what percentage of the time do you see a business owner and you sit down with them for the first time and they have all of their finances in order and they can tell you exactly where everything is and how it works? It's organized, it's nice, it's tight, it makes sense.
Very rarely. I'll give you an example. I met with a guy, great guy. I'm really excited about working with him. He's got the potential of his company to be a multi-million dollar business relatively quick. Hasn't done his taxes in 3 years. Yeah, so it all kinds.
No taxes?
Doctors, no taxes.
So hasn't paid any taxes?
No. So
how does that typically play out?
It plays out. You just kind of put your head in the sand and hope you can get it done quick enough. But we'll get him fixed up. But the key is I don't care if you're a doctor, you're a plumber. 99% of the people that come in our office are not being proactive. And proactive means measuring, using the numbers to steer your business, not just, okay, the year's over, it's time to do the taxes. Oh, my gosh, what is our terrible news?
You just said there's somebody hasn't paid taxes in 3 years, and I'm just telling you, I see this a lot. And so I just, what typically happens there? I mean, at what point do they?
How does that conversation go? Everybody's doing, everyone around them is doing taxes, and they're like, no.
What is these taxis you speak of?
It's funny. It's just like anything else. It starts off, generally my experience, and we've had them come in as being behind 10 years. It starts off, happens in 1 year, and then we can't do this year because we didn't do last year, and then all of a sudden it compounds, and you blink and 5 years has gone by.
What's the Marvel comic movie you guys just were telling me about?
Black Panther.
So, guys, I'm going to go read a blog about the making of Black Panther while you guys are doing your taxes.
Yeah.
And why is everybody talking about Texas?
Texas.
What's going on here?
While you guys are doing your taxes, I'm saving money here. I'm not paying.
Right.
Do you just call the IRS and say, hey, we're behind by 3 years? And
no.
What do you do?
Usually the IRS is sending letters to you, and then you come see me.
Oh.
And then we fix it.
At what point do they take you away?
They don't take you away because what they do, here's a move by the IRS. What the IRS does is they have a thing called impute taxes.
When we come back, I want to talk about impute taxes and not paying your taxes for 3 consecutive. I've seen clients that they haven't paid taxes in 4 or 5 years. They're probably reading a blog or something. Stay tuned. It's a Look Under the Hood with Paul Hood. Have you ever found yourself running out of money before the end of the month? Are you saving enough for retirement? Are you getting ahead financially? Tulsa, if you need a look under your financial hood, you've come to the right place. It's a Look Under the Hood with Tulsa's number one CPA in every way, Paul Hood. All right, Hood Nation, welcome back to a Look Under the Hood with Paul Hood. And we're talking today about taxes, and we're talking about specifically planning your financial future. But before we went to the break, we were talking about what happens when you haven't paid taxes in 3 years. And so, Paul, talk to me about the process. When you have a client that hasn't paid taxes in 3 years, do you call the IRS and say, hey, guys, we need to get caught up here? Or how does that conversation happen? What's the process?
Well, normally we don't have to, because what happens is the IRS starts off with a little nice letter saying, hey, By the way, Clay, you forgot to file your taxes.
Oh yeah. It was busy.
And then you know the letters.
IRS here.
Yeah. And then the letters get progressively worse. Listen, if you don't file your taxes, we're going to file them for you. And then they, what they end up doing is they impute taxes.
Impute.
So what they do is they
don't talk to me that way.
Yeah, that's
go
that's,
impute yourself, Jump. Go impute yourself right now.
Yeah, you're an impute. You're an impute
whore. You're an impute whore. So what they do is they just file a tax return for you and they just make up numbers. And it's really, really high numbers because then they want to get it out of their section and move it over to collections. Then's when it gets real fun.
Ooh.
When collections starts levying, and they'll send letters to people you do business with and say, listen, this guy owes us money. Don't pay him money you owe him, so pay it to us. So they can get pretty ugly.
Really?
Yeah. So what we do is we'll pull transcripts. We'll try to recreate numbers because, you know, someone who hasn't filed their tax returns doesn't have the numbers to file them anyway. So we have to recreate them through bank statements and accounting and being really proactive and get the things in. So that because our numbers are always better than the IRS's numbers, Clay.
Well, okay, we'll move on to a less intense topic here. This is a Roth IRA, named for Delaware Senator William Roth and established by the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. A Roth IRA is an individual retirement plan, a type of qualified retirement plan that bears many similarities to the traditional IRA. When you said IRA, I think some people said, what? Talk to me. What's an IRA? What's a Roth IRA? Help us understand it.
Well, when we say IRA, we're not talking about the, you know, Irish Republican Army or whatever. IRA is...
Frick!
Yeah.
I thought that's what we were talking about.
No.
Chop, you misled me.
Hey, that's what pops up on Google, Top. What am I supposed
all
to do?
All my research on the weapons and the whole Irish movement, and I just... Now I'm... Okay, back to you.
Individual retirement account is what an IRA is. So a traditional IRA means you're getting a tax deduction or the money's pre-tax. A Roth IRA, you don't get a tax deduction, so it's after-tax money, but it grows potentially tax-free. So it's kind of like you're running a race, and the Roth starts off way behind because you're starting off with less money because you're having to give Uncle Sam their money up front. Now, I'm not a huge fan of Roths in most cases. Now, if you're younger, Roths are great because you have time for that race for that Roth to catch up and pass. I like a traditional IRA because every dollar we get in there, even though we got to give Uncle Sam 30 cents on the dollar on the earnings, we get to keep 70% on his piece.
If somebody's out there listening and they say, I want to know, should I use an IRA for my life, for my investing? What would you say? If someone out there making $40,000 a year, should they be investing in an IRA?
Well, an IRA, Clay, is really not an investment. It's think of it as a box. So it's just like a 401k or a life insurance policy thing. So what you put into the box is the investment. So an IRA is an alternative for people that say that don't have a 401k or something at work, and they got to put something in. So everybody should have some sort of box, whether it be qualified or non-qualified, 401k, IRA. So the answer is yes. Everybody should pretty much have an IRA or some sort of investment.
Well, because Eric Chubb misled me and told me that today's show is about the Irish Republican Army, I would like to go ahead and share some of the research I've done here.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was a paramilitary movement in Ireland in the 20th and 21st centuries dedicated to Irish republicanism. Basically, these guys thought that Ireland should be its own independent republic. But their only move was they had one Marshall. Do you know what their one move was? The IRA, not the Roth IRA, but the Irish Republican Army. Do you know what their move was?
Educate me.
They believed that public violence was the key to freedom.
Yep.
Public violence.
See, that was a Wrath IRA, not a Roth IRA.
Oh, the Wrath IRA. Nice. Wrath, okay. Nice.
You're welcome, guys. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. We're moving on here. You guys have a little fun Ireland knowledge there. Now we're moving on to our next investment vehicle, which is invest in advertising. And you see, that seems weird. People say, well, advertising? You mean advertising? But I thought we're just talking about IRAs. We were talking about annuities. We're talking about whole life. Advertising? What? What do you say? What do you mean invest in advertising? Who should be investing in advertising?
Well, anybody who has a business should advertise. Now, the challenge is I think you need, here's a caveat, Clay, you need a business coach or somebody who's qualified, a.k.a. you, to direct you. You know, Clay, I was in business for years. God's blessed me. I do really, really well. And then all of a sudden I hooked up with you and I have redefined doing really, really well. And the primary thing we've done has been focused on advertising and where to put my dollars. And it creates, it's kind of like planting seeds, Clay. It's like having a farm and you're planting seeds. If you don't buy the seeds, and the more seeds you plant, the more harvest you get.
I want to get Marshall Morris's take on this. He's the co-author of the best-selling book, Their Start Here, and I want to get Eric Chupp's take on this as a business coach. But you see business owners out there that are on the planet Earth. They drive by McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. They're on YouTube. They watch the Apple commercials. They're driving down the road. They hear a Quick Trip commercial. They see the signage that Chick-fil-A has invested. They always have a cow out in front of the building. They drive by all this advertising. They see the massive word Lowe's on the store, Lowe's. They see the massive amount of marketing that Starbucks has done by being on every corner in America. And then they get to their own business, which is located in a strip mall in the Fontana Shopping Center, where nobody ever visits. And they say, but for me and my business, it's different. Advertising doesn't work. So, Marshall, for somebody out there listening who says advertising doesn't work, you would say?
Well, if you believe that, you are going to be poor.
Mm. Oh, that was kind of real.
Yes, but do you really know if you were poor? I mean, do you really know? Because I don't really know if I'm poor. I was just poor the state of mind, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. No, you've got to advertise.
Come on, Marshall.
Marshall, I'll give you a live example. Okay, right. The last two new clients that we picked up this week were referred to me by people I don't know. They're not even clients of mine. And it's because the only thing I can figure out is marketing. It's top of mind. People have, hey, do you know a good CPA? Oh, those hood guys. And they're not even clients of ours.
Yes, but I just want to work with people I know very well. I don't want to work with people I don't know very well. To me, it's all about relationships. Yeah. I just want to say that. I just want to say that myself. And
why
I just want to dedicate this song to Eric Chupp. He's just such a beautiful man. And I just, we talking about advertising or are we talking about R&B?
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, there's a notable quotable here from Henry Ford. And he says, stopping advertising to save money is like stopping your watch to save time. And if you're a business,
I've tried that move and it worked very nicely.
I saved a whole day. Yes. Mine's digital.
Right now I declare that today is a Tuesday. It feels better.
I'm gonna get so much done the rest of this week.
Would you like an ice cream cone?
So the point being, if you're a business owner and you're trying to find ways to save or invest more, like Dr. Zellner talks about this all the time on our Thrive Time show that we do, when advertising is like the gas pedal to your business vehicle. If you're trying to get up a hill, the last thing you want to do is take your foot off the gas pedal.
So if you are listening right now and you say, I don't know, want to say that. If you're out there listening right now, big shout out to Eric Chupp out there. Butter Chupp.
But seriously,
if you're out there and you're just saying, I really am having a hard time figuring out how to advertise, you can go to ThriveTimeShow.com. That's ThriveTimeShow.com. And Paul Hood is a sponsor of the Thrive Time Show in person to day workshops. So all you got to do to request your tickets is you find the Thrive Time Show on iTunes.
Oh yeah.
And you leave us an objective review and send us the proof that you did it to info@thrivetimeshow.com. That's info@thrivetimeshow.com. Paul Hood has made it available where you can actually get a free ticket. Now, if you don't want to attend a workshop about growing a business, and maybe you don't own a business and you just want to get, maybe you do own a business, but you just want to get to a place of financial peace. You just want to get to a place where you know that you have a financial plan. I would encourage you to go to hoodcpas.com. Now, I'm going to go to hoodcpas.com right now myself because I want to see how long it takes. Because some people have said, Paul, I don't have time.
Come on.
To go schedule a meeting. So I'm pulling up myself. I'm pulling up here.
Oh, there it is.
Got the site pulled up. Looking good. And it says now is the time to look under your financial hood. Okay, it is the time. This is the time. So I'm going to watch a video with you where you tell me a little bit about your company, and then I'm going to schedule my one-hour free consultation. And when I schedule it, you're giving away a free copy of Warren Buffett's book, Snowball. How is it possible you're giving away so many copies of a book? What's the catch?
The catch is that you've got to be willing or desirable to improve yourself. You know, Clay, today success is not complicated. It's not. It's a process. And whether you own a business or you're an individual, you're behind on your taxes, you're ahead on your taxes, it doesn't matter. You got to figure out where you want to go, and then you seek financial advice from a professional. It's just like investing in advertising, Clay. I want to caution people, don't just go out and advertise. You got to find somebody like the people at Thrive that understand Where's the best way to put your money? Just like marketing, just like investing. You don't just go out and buy stocks. You go and talk to somebody like us. And so go to hoodcpas.com and set up your hour of free time to start the process.
It's a one-hour consultation. It's absolutely free. You get a copy of Warren Buffett's book, Snowball. So the whole thing, I mean, you got like over a $500 value there. I'd say at least a $300 value there, because a lot of great accountants in town, they'll charge you $300 to meet with you for an hour or so. So again, go to hoodcpas.com and claim your free copy of Warren Buffett's book, Snowball, and get your finances in order. This is your year to be successful. You don't need to be all stressed out. You need to have a plan, and Paul Hood can help you make that plan.
You
but
just
he can't
need
help
to be
you.
Relaxed.
Well, he can't help you if he doesn't get a chance to know you. So
true.
Go to hoodcpas.com. Again, that's hoodcpas.com. We'll see you next week.